The U.S. Department of Homeland Security was created in the wake of September 11th. Those terrorist attacks and a sense of unpreparedness resulted in considerable reorganization of the U.S. government. Consolidation of intelligence gathering, domestic and foreign, a huge increase in vigilance at airports and at U.S. borders. According to an investigation by the Boston Globe, that new vigilance has helped make the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE, the largest law enforcement network in the United States. The Globe found that the scale of ICE and the way it often operates in total secrecy means detainees can simply disappear into the detention system. At the same time, the Globe reported that offenders who turn out to be impossible to deport, even if they've committed acts of violence, get simply released back to the streets without the public knowing. Maria Sacchetti is the reporter behind this three-part series for the Boston Globe.
Immigration officials are the only law enforcement network in the United States that we're aware of that is allowed to make arrests and not disclose people's names to the public. So immigrants are essentially treated like criminals, whether they're criminals or not, but they don't have any of the protections of regular criminals. They don't get a swift public hearing. Many don't get a hearing at all. And you have a litany of consequences that we've been documenting. For example, the release of criminals who can't be deported. The public is not notified of this, and neither are, we found out, most of the crime victims.
What is the potential for violence in communities where people are just released after detention without any tracking or monitoring?
Because we don't know any of the folks' names, we can't say for certain. But we've certainly seen time and again that people who are released go on to reoffend. And these stories pop up nationwide. Just had another report out of L.A., I think a few days ago. But these are recurring stories. And the underlying story is often not told, which is that countries don't take them back. It's a struggle to get countries to take them back. And immigration agents make decisions to release people behind closed doors.
Tell the story and how this sort of is emblematic of both the lack of oversight and the secrecy of ICE right now of Qian Wu.
Qian Wu is an immigrant from China. She came here and loved being in America. She had fled political repression and she was disabled and she was a woman on her own running an employment agency in Flushing. In 2006, one of her employment agency clients attacked her brutally. He strangled her and punched her repeatedly in the head. He only got 30 days in jail. But she believed that after he served that time, he would be in China. And as the years passed, she was convinced of it. And she didn't know any different until 3 years later, he walked through her door and said, "I bet you're surprised to see me." And within 2 weeks, she was dead.
And again, this is a situation where someone who China would not take in deportation because of the U.S. relationship with China and diplomatic issues that law enforcement really is not prepared necessarily to deal with, they have no choice but to just let people go, and then the public is not notified.
Exactly. And the public is not notified even of the process, which has implications for us politically and in our diplomatic relations with China. So we don't know why China has said no. We don't know how hard the United States tried to deport him to China. All we know is that he was repeatedly released. When he was first released in Texas, he was arrested multiple times for violent acts. He went back into immigration detention. They tried again, and then they released him again. So when he went back to New York, he knew exactly where to find Qian Wu. He actually moved into her building and stalked her. Until he killed her.
And here is a person with an absolute solid track record of violent behavior, right?
Absolutely.
Maria Sacchetti is a reporter for the Boston Globe. Her three-part series by the Globe her and others looks at the state of the U.S. immigration system, particularly the scale of the ICE agency that is in charge of border enforcement throughout the United States. So, Maria, thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.